Good morning, everybody. As we continue learning through the Megillah, last week we got through Parakeh. We learned of Esther's plan is beginning to be implemented. She invites Ahasuerus to this party and as well invites Haman, thereby getting him nervous, Ahasuerus, that Haman is after his throne. And we already know from Haman that he really, really wants power. Now, it's not clear from the Megillah at all if Haman actually does want to become the king, but it's also not unusual, nor was uncommon, for those people in those situations to throw over the king and to do some kind of rebellion. So the Megillah tells us at the beginning of Perek Vav that Balailahu Nadado Shnas Hamel, he can't fall asleep. In fact, the Gemara tells us there are four opinions as to how much of the Megillah you need to hear. Now we follow Rabbi Meir that says you need to hear all of the Megillah. But there is an opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that you should read just from Ish Yehudi in the second Perek and on. Rabbi Yossi who says from the beginning of the third Perek. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who's quoted in the Gemara, is saying just from the sixth parak. Now, of course, this machlokas is about when does the miracle happen, the miracle. So according to one opinion, it actually happens at the beginning of this parak, the sixth parak, when he can't fall asleep. So why can't he fall asleep? The Medrash tells us that Ahasuerus had a dream, that he fell asleep, but he had a dream of with Haman standing there with a sword. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him have this dream. He sees Haman trying to kill him, and therefore he gets all nervous. Now he wakes up. According to Rashi and according to those opinions in the Gemara, he can't sleep simply because why in the world did Haman just come to my party? Why is Haman talking so much to Esther? Why is Haman after my throne? And he can't sleep, and that's why he opens the Sefer HaZichronos. The Sefer HaZichronos is not a history book, it's a book of people that are loyal to him. And in fact, the Malbim points out that it's specifically this night that he can't fall asleep. He just hears about Mordechai, and at the same time, he hears that Haman's in the courtyard who wants to hang Mordechai. Right? So think about that for a second. The Malbim tells us that he can't fall asleep. So whether he can't fall asleep because he has the dream, whether he can't fall asleep because he thinks Haman is trying to, either way, he's very nervous. And then he says, well, who's loyal to me? Oh, Mordechai has been loyal to you. Wonderful. Let's honor Mordechai. And in comes Haman to tell Ahasuerus that I want to kill Mordechai. The one guy that you just told me, or that I just read in my book of loyalists, that is the best guy, that saved my life, that loves the king. You, Haman, now want to kill him. And now Ahasuerus gets really nervous, and that's what the Malbim says. And when he says to Haman, Haman, we need to honor this guy, right? He doesn't say we need to honor Mordechai. Haman begins to describe how we should do it. But if you look at the psukim of the Megillah, you find something fascinating. So he says to Haman, how should we do it? And Haman says, what do you mean? Of course he wants, he's talking about me. The Yomer Haman bilibo means in his heart. He said this to himself. He thinks for sure the king is talking about me. And then he says, bring the levush malchus, bring the horse, vasher nitan keser malchus birosho. So bring the horse, the clothing, and the crown. But the next pasuk, Haman says, bring the levush and the sus, the clothing and the horse. Where's the crown? Why does he leave the crown out of the next pasuk? Because he looked at Ahasuerus' face. And the moment that he said the word crown, Ahasuerus' jaw dropped. That's a weird request, Haman. Why would you want my crown? We're just honoring someone for being loyal. I'm not making you the king for a day. And this realizing his mistake, now he has to sort of snap it back. And now Ahasuerus pounces on that plan of Haman. He says, hold on a second, Haman. Al tapel davar mikol asher dibarta. You want to do all those things? Do it. Don't just do some of them. Do all of them. Do it for Mordechai. And guess what? I want you to lead him around because it's you who I know is trying to take my throne. And I want the world to see, or at least those in Shushan to see, that you're not in control, that you're just the leader of the horse. You're a nobody. And this is the downfall. And that's why the opinion of the Gemara says we read it from this perek, because in this perek contains the beginning of the end. And it's why when after this all happens, and Haman comes home, and he tells Esther, he tells Zeresh, and Zeresh says, you know what? If this is the Jews, It's never going to work. It's never going to work. You're never going to be able to overpower them. And that's why now the Megillah takes the turn and all the victories start happening and the hanging of Haman and the battles that will come in the next few Prakim. Have a wonderful day.